Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with Laverne E. Denyer. And she does so many things, I don't even know where to start. She's an author, a psychic. She's a Renaissance woman. I mean, that's the safest and most broad way to put it, but she is a modern-day Renaissance woman, and she's written so much, and she has done so much. She's the subject of a documentary, a radio series. You could binge listen to everything that we've done here with either iHeartRadio or, you know, any number of places, 10 other places. But Laverne E. Denyer, how are you?
I'm doing very well, as I hope everybody in the audience is.
Yeah, same here. You know, we haven't spoken on air, at least, since this whole thing happened. I mean, this is unprecedented. I guess unless somebody's 102 years old, they haven't experienced that. And if they did experience it back then, they would have been 1 year old when it happened. And this is a highly unusual time. How about for you and for what you have, your gifts and your experiences? How does this play into it? Do you have a sense, or are you feeling a different sense around this than maybe the rest of us would?
I do, but it's probably not for the same reason, because I have my political side that looks at it and goes, I don't like what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, on that end, I have a lot of theories. But I know that I'm working with a number of people that are just, they're either, they don't believe it, or they're highly concerned that they're at risk. And so it's interesting working with people from either attitude to get them to a place to where they're comfortable in an everyday living experience.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's a challenge.
Challenge is a good term. I can't imagine that there was too much more challenging than this. I mean, when 9/11 happened, it was this event, and yes, it changed the way we travel a bit, and it changed some things. But in general, and a horrible amount of lives were affected. We're talking about 3,300 people died, and that's one is too many in a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
This is, you know, depending on numbers that we're hearing, 87,000. I mean, it's more than Vietnam. And we're getting this. The question is, and again, it's they're all questions because we don't know what's going to happen. And in Texas and in Georgia, there a lot of different things happening there. They opened up the businesses, and they're almost like a canary in a coal mine. I know you wear a political hat as well. What is your feeling about what's going on, and what would you do differently?
Well, right now, I really do feel it's a test to see how much we are willing to contend with, to find out how controllable we are.
Right.
And I also truly feel, and I don't care who gets mad at me for saying it, many of the saddest victims are our older people, especially in nursing facilities where they just put people that are ill, just threw them in there. To me, that feels like it's a direct attempt to destroy our wisdom and our history base.
Yeah.
With the older people that know something different than what we're experiencing in the world today are being eliminated through this day. And I find that a terrible thing for the future of the country. Concerns me a lot.
Yeah, no question about it. I've thought about this myself. I've said this myself, and it's kind of interesting. You don't really think about this. You don't think about this regularly because it's not being talked about. But you're bringing up something that that I think is has to be brought up. And so many people out there are ignoring that. But that is it's a wonderful point. And when I say I thought about it and talked about it myself, I'm not talking about the concept. in general. What I'm talking about is us losing these people with all of this valuable information, and it's our knowledge base is getting wiped out by these coronavirus, by this terrible thing. And you're right. It's in nursing homes. It's in assisted living. It's in different places like that. They're not making any more of these people, and their knowledge can't be replaced.
That's right. And look at the cultures that may not be as technologically or as economically successful, but their society is so much more successful when they respect and interact with the elders. There have been decades of separation between the age groups. And one of the things I advocate for on a regular basis is that cross-generational communication, where the elders meet and work with the youngers, and, you know, the children, and the other ways that we communicate with each other. And that has been destroyed, even though people are finding inventive ways through windows and so forth to try to do it. That's not much more than a hello, how are you, I love you. You're not getting that communication. And I have long been working with, like I worked with the on the senior advisory board locally. And that's one of the things they keep hearing me harp about is we've got to find ways to get the communications talking, because there is far too much left that we aren't respecting. And this just exacerbates that terribly. I know people that are completely locked in. They're having other people doing their shopping, leaving it on their doorstep, that they're totally isolated. There is no way to really even have a good conversation because of the dire concerns they have. And I can't blame them because they've been targeted. Yeah. And I feel that that's an atrocious crime against humanity at this point.
Yeah. No, listen, it's hard to argue with you. Laverne E. Denyer, once again, author of many books and many more to come, and the subject of a documentary, the subject of a radio series, and so much more. Just a wonderful, wonderful person to talk to about what's going on. I mean, this is an unusual time. Frank McKay here with Laverne E. Denyer. This is a wonderful person to talk to about a challenging time that's coming, and this is so much different. It's a departure from anything that's being talked about in the media. I mean, forget it. The media is either trying to get us to panic. There's part of the media that I think, I hate to say this, but it seems like they're enjoying this. I mean, ratings are up in news shows, and I don't think some of these people want this to end. I think they want it to go on because they're the source of information. They are in control. I mean, am I crazy for thinking that?
Not in the least, because I believe it was purposeful to begin with. So, no, that's not in the least outrageous to think that way.
Yeah.
In my mind, as I go in and I look, I see a lot of malice and forethought in how this has gone, how it's been treated. And fortunately, we've got enough people that are paying attention and doing their best to kind of fight back. But, you know, for one of the things, we're not being allowed to develop that herd immunity that you almost always create when you have illnesses like this. And there are so many other ways that we're just being cheated out of opportunities to heal and maybe grow. But the other thing is, it's making people that I've talked to kind of wake up and go, hey, what do you think is really going on? And reconsidering some of the decisions that they've made about how our world works. And so that could be a positive. There's always got to be a positive somewhere.
Yeah, you mentioned also, and you know, other people have spoken about this, but not, you know, certainly not in mainstream media. They haven't spoken about this, but the control. All of a sudden, humanity is under control. This is the most controlled that the world has been by any government agencies in my lifetime, anyway. I mean, there's
since
never,
the wars,
yeah,
or China or some of the other countries, but yes, it really is a test, and I'm interested not only on a welfare basis for everybody, our welfare and our health, but I'm interested in how much freedom we're willing to give up for the idea of a little safety, maybe. Yeah. And that's what our founders looked at it. They said, you know, how much are you willing to give up to feel like you're a little bit safe today? When in reality, that may not even be true, because what is it, 75% of the people that are dying of COVID are people that were home secure.
Yeah, that's frightening. Yeah, I mean, what's going on there? I mean, how is that happening? And our governor here, who's getting lauded all over the country by some people anyway, you know, he came out with a statement like that and really didn't follow up with any kind of explanation. And I'm in New York, so that was Governor Cuomo. And he came out and you know, he's being promoted, you know, throughout the media and loved by so many different people. And certainly the left is loving him. And basically what he said is, he said, this is unusual. He said, we got a new study that came out that 66% of the new COVID cases are shelter-in-place people.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, explain. No, don't just say that. Right? Explain. How did that happen? If they're listening to you, if these folks are listening to the government and to the governor, this particular governor, and listening to the media, and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, how are they getting it? How is it coming in? Is it coming in through groceries? Is it being piped in through? I mean, what is? How is that happening? What? How
exactly.
does that? Yeah.
Well, again, that social distancing. There have been a number of scientific studies, and now I can't cite them right now, but I have looked at them, and I have spoken to people in the medical field. I have relatives very involved in this, and they talk about that social immunity that we build by somebody getting a mild case, passing a mild case on, you build up immunity, and it dies down. When you're isolated, and then whatever minor things may come in that have the virus on it, you're just so much more susceptible that beyond criminal. I could go on for hours about it, and I have with some people.
You know, listen, it's hard not to appreciate the fact that this is coming up here in a conversation with you. And every time I speak to you, I always walk away thinking, and you get my mind going, and I think you get people's minds going. And you wonder, well, why isn't this being talked about elsewhere? Laverne E. Denyer is our very special guest, author and psychic and Renaissance woman. Laverne E. Denyer is our very special guest. Frank McKay here, urging everyone to binge listen to everything that we've been doing. Go to SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Player FM, you know, anywhere. They have podcasting and radio shows, streaming. Please, iHeartRadio.com. Binge listen to everything we've been doing here. Laverne E. Denyer here with me, Frank McKay. What about spiritually? Is there a certain feeling here? I mean, is spirituality down, up? Is it staying the same? I can't imagine that it would stay the same, because we're in such a unique circumstance, and people are thinking about death. People are thinking about illness, and people are also thinking about what you had just brought up about being controlled and government control over us. Where is spirituality at during this particular crisis?
I find it interesting, because being the unique people that we are, there are some who are just absolutely losing faith. They're becoming despondent, you know, there have been a lot of suicide. The suicide rate has gone up and any number of other things. They're just losing faith and ability to hold on. While others are going, hey, wait a minute. There's got to be something to this. I want to understand it. And so there's more questioning and a little more openness to, come on, there's got to be something beyond what we see in the world that is making this happen. And there must be something I'm going to learn from it. And that thrills me when that happens. And it also, I find it enticing when people make the decision that, oh, doom and gloom, the world is over, how that fits their reality and how they choose to deal with it. So it truly is a mixed bag when you look at what I see my clients going through and other people that I know. I know a lot of rebels who are fighting against the control aspect right now.
Yeah. Have you been writing during this? This is kind of an interesting time for folks, people that are actors, and I talk to actors every day, and they can't do much because in order to shoot a film or a scene, you've got to kiss or you've got to fight or you got to hug or you got to shake hands or you got to huddle together. Very few things, storylines that you could really do during this particular situation, or at least the way it's being presented. You can't. Musicians, it's different. You know, musicians and artists, they can kind of do different thing, you know, and again, you do a lot of different things. Writers, it's different because, you know, you can write. Have you found this to be a productive time for you, middle of the road or a non-productive time? How have you felt as far as your productivity has gone?
Actually, I have spent a lot of this time in professional development for myself. A time to learn a variety of professional things, personal things. It's my time for learning. Since I've got the time, I'm not. My number of clients zoomed up right after this happened, and now it's kind of okay. I'm kind of afraid. I don't know what to ask, and so people are huddling. So I thought, well, this is a really good time for me to start learning some of the things that I've wanted to learn for a long time, and in more meditation and self-reflection as to where does this all fit for me. And I think that's a good idea for most people, is that self-reflection. How does it fit for me? What does it mean to me? What am I taking away as a learning gift out of this? And how do I handle the sorrows that I face every day? Because concurrently, there are also a lot of people, a wide number of people that are having serious illnesses, totally unrelated, cancers and other kinds of things that, you know, are a symptom of this kind of depression. And so this is a really good time to do what you can to move away from that and move into where can I still find the beauty even in these difficult times? I talk to my clients when I'm working with them. They say, well, I don't have any choice. What can I do? And I tell them about the one, there was a gentleman that was in the prison in France during all those really bad times. And he decided that instead of going crazy, he decided he was going to create an image of the house he would build. And he spent all of his time, every little brick, every little board, every little feature of it. He finally was released, and he built that house.
Wow.
That's the way he chose to spend his time, and he came out sane and happy. So you can make any choices to how this is going to impact you. And that's what I've been spending time encouraging people to do.
Well, let me just thank you once again for sharing your thought and your wisdoms with us, and always interesting takes on it. Can you give us your website, give us a social media site and phone number, anything to contact you? And I urge everyone to reach out to Laverne E. Danier. If you're going to talk to someone during this time, this is the person to talk to. She has a doctorate. She has books piled up of her writing, and she's contributed to so many other books. An amazing, amazing career that she's put together. Laverne Danier, give us your information, please.
Yes, my website is Laverne Danier, D-E-N-Y-E-R, at LaverneDanier.com. I have a new Facebook. It's Laverne Danier - Zarate, Zarate, my spiritual name. So it has my physical name and my spiritual name in it. Again, it's Laverne Danier - Zarate. And that's an attempt to find ways to communicate better with other people, and that's doing nicely. My spiritual just general talk is just the Rate. And my Twitter is down. They aren't letting me back up, and they aren't saying why.
I don't trust Twitter anymore, to be honest with you. I don't know what's with them. Yeah. It's out of all the social media platforms, Twitter is... I haven't been on in so long. It's just... It worries me. I don't know why, but maybe I'm a little paranoid.
I know. It just sort of connects with Facebook and the others. But... look on my website and all my things are there. And I was just writing that I was going to be on your show.
Wonderful.
I was just putting that in my events page. So there is a great deal of information. My Laverne Danier - Zarate has a list of my services. So that's a good way to go. I started something new where I will work on a retainer now.
Wow.
So that, people could pay for a certain amount of time and call when they want. So that, I think, will relieve some people's tension, too.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Danier, by the way, is Denver with a Y. Just look at it there. Take the V out and put a Y in, and LaverneDanier.com. Zarate has been a very special guest. Laverne, stay healthy, stay safe. And listen, keep the thoughts flying. Just amazing. What an amazing career you put together. And your clients are very lucky to have you. Laverne, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And stay well and be happy.
LaverneDanier.com, everyone, is a great place to go as a starting point. She's absolutely wonderful. Frank McKay here. Urging everyone to binge listen to everything that we've been doing. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.